We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You know, we got the measurements, remember, at the end of the show yesterday, Denton? And, you know, you had said 6'3", and that was being reported. The actual height wasn't 6'3". It was 6'3 and 5'8". So it was closer to 6'4 than it was 6'3". And he weighed in at 210 pounds. And that may have been the biggest win for Jaden Daniels yesterday. By the way, he didn't look any different. He didn't look like a guy that had put on weight as he was standing there, but he wasn't in football equipment either. But 210 pounds, I think, was important for him. And I guess the football people understand whether or not it's 10 to 15 pounds that he just literally put on for yesterday versus, you know, weight that he can actually keep on and not lose any of his athleticism. I thought he threw great. I don't watch a lot of these pro days. I'm going to watch Drake Mays today, so we'll have more on that tomorrow. I thought he looked like he did when he threw at LSU. I mean, he's throwing to his very good receivers, Malik Nabers and Thomas, and I forget who else was out there for him yesterday. The ball hit the ground a couple of times. I guess they measure these things in the number of times the ball hits the ground. You know, he missed on one deep shot, but he hit on a bunch of others. I thought where he really looked good and where I have pushed back on this being a negative and being a flaw was the intermediate throw. He's got good arm strength. He throws with anticipation. There's no rush. There's nobody coming down and breathing down his throat. But if you watched him at LSU, you know how poised he was, always in the pocket, almost oblivious to the pressure around him. But one of the things you don't get to see Jaden Daniels do in a pro day is make plays. And that's number one on the list. He is an unbelievable playmaker. But I think arm strength, being able to make every throw, being able to make every throw accurately on time with anticipation, I think that's all there. I thought he looked great. I'm sure I will feel the same way about Drake May. And everybody was raving about J.J. McCarthy's pro day. By the way, afterwards, Lewis Riddick interviewed him. A couple of other people interviewed him. Lewis Riddick said the same thing Dan Orlovsky has said recently. He should be the number one pick in the draft ahead of Caleb Williams. I don't think that's going to happen. I think Chicago's dead set on Caleb Williams. But here was something interesting. Tommy, as in Tom Lavero, wrote a column late last night. And it's a column about something I didn't know about, and I bet many of you did not know about. And he told me that basically when he was at spring training, Nats spring training, he ran into a guy that is pretty dialed in on NFL stuff, and they were talking about Caleb Williams and the role of Caleb Williams's family or father specifically in his career. And then the guy said to Tommy, that pales in comparison to Jaden Daniels' mother. And Tommy said, excuse me? He said, oh, you don't know? He said, read, you know, this. So Tommy wrote a column about Jaden Daniels' mother, Regina Jackson, and her incredible involvement in his college career. I'm just going to read a little bit from the column. At Arizona State specifically, not LSU, where Daniels first played before he transferred to LSU, his mother, Regina Jackson, was very much involved in her son's dealings. At ASU, Jackson made news for her role in an NCAA investigation that would eventually end the career of Herm Edwards as the head coach at Arizona State. The Athletic wrote about this in detail back in 2022. According to sources, Jackson was given uncommon access to the program, particularly early on. Some staffers in the past jokingly referred to Jackson, again, Jaden Daniels' mother, Regina Jackson, as a coach. The dynamic became an issue inside and outside of the locker room. One former athletic department staff member said Jackson's presence around the football facility was unlike anything he had ever seen in his career. According to a June 2021 report in Yahoo Sports, Arizona State's recruiting violations during COVID, where you were prohibited for in-person recruiting visits, screenshots of emails showed that Jaden Daniels' mother, Regina Jackson, allegedly helped book more than $1,100 in flights for recruits and the adults accompanying them on a recruiting trip to Florida. Now, this was an Arizona State recruiting trip to Florida, but it was easier, I guess, to meet in Florida. According to the document sent to the NCAA Enforcement Department at Arizona State's compliance office, this happened. Now, Jackson, for her part, denied the allegations. She reportedly said the email address associated with her account that purchased the plane tickets had been compromised. She also canceled the charges after it was discovered she had been charged for the airfare. And she was not implicated in any wrongdoing. But in the wake of that NCAA probe, Herm Edwards and several of his staff members were fired in September of 2022. And after that, Daniels entered the transfer portal, to which afterwards, Regina Jackson took shots at Arizona State on social media. She wrote, "We wish them well. We just had to let it go. They feel some type of way, and I understand. I'm a businesswoman, and I understand. However, LSU probably gained a lot of Arizona State fans because they just waited for him to fail, and it's okay. A quarterback has to have chemistry with their team," she posted on social media. "You see the best quarterbacks. Tom Brady's not good without chemistry with his receivers. He's going to put the ball there, but they are running the wrong routes. And if they are doing stuff, what is he supposed to do? You know, and the line, he don't want to run. He's been with a Pac-12 line that just collapsed. They're good kids, great kids, and we love them all, but he's not going to sit there and take 60 sacks, guys." All right, so apparently when he transferred to LSU, a lot of this access completely stopped. Brian Kelly, I can't imagine, would have allowed that kind of a situation at LSU, and it sounds like Herm Edwards and the Arizona State people did. Here's the big difference. Like, for those of you that are in that PTSD mode from the last 25 years and even going back to the RG3 years, when RG3 said something similar to what Jaden Daniels' mother said, right? Tom Brady's not good without chemistry. Remember when RG3 threw everybody under the bus and said, "I can't do what Peyton Manning and Aaron Rodgers, you know, and Tom Brady do if my guys can't, you know, do their part. You know, they wouldn't be able to do what they, you know, they do without their guys doing their part." Jaden Daniels has never said anything like that. The mother did. And in this day and age of social media, it is hard to manage friends and family members when it comes to social media. He didn't say that. RG3 said that. He didn't say that. And the mother apparently was not anywhere near what she was at LSU because she wasn't given the access. I have no problem if the mother is intimately involved in his son's career, business-wise, support, emotional and otherwise. But there is a line you don't cross as a parent. This is professional football. And if Dan Snyder were the owner of the team, I'd be concerned. I would be concerned about any player that has family members that like significantly involved, you know, tangibly involved. But it's not Dan Snyder here anymore. It's Josh Harris. I think we have to trust or at least give him the benefit of the doubt that it's going to be run like an adult company. Like, your son's 24 years old. He's at work. You're not here with him at work. Of course, if there's something you're concerned about, his well-being or something, but he can advocate for himself. He's here at work. He's an adult, and you don't have access here. Just like every single one of you who's a parent don't get to go to work with your 24-year-old kids in their new job. So I'm okay with all of this as of now because I'm in benefit of the doubt mode with the ownership group, and it worked out okay at LSU. But I didn't know that part of Jaden Daniels' story. It was interesting. Bob Carpenter is in Cincinnati for Nats opening day. He'll join us next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.